Good morning, Munich. This is Chris on two for E4D Power Up. Looking for your go in step 5.2.
Good morning, Chris. And you have a go in step 5.2. And also just a gentle reminder, we would like you to wait around after step 5.6 just to see if the wheel need a reboot or not.
Copy all. I'll power it on right now and I'll hang around for a few minutes. Thank you. Okay, Chris on 2, 5.6 is complete. I've got good LEDs on E4D.
And copy all, Chris. We do see good telemetry on ground. If you could stand by for 2 minutes, we're just going to see if that continues.
Copy. We'll go.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Chris. No response required. We still need a few more minutes, so if you could stick around for a little longer and we'll get back to you.
Copy all. Welcome.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Chris.
This is weekend 2.
So it seems like we'll probably need a little longer to figure it out on ground. So we'll get back to you after the morning DPC, and you're released for now.
Copy. Thank you.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Chris at your convenience.
Munich, Chris is with you on 2.
Hey, Chris, I just wanted to let you know that we don't have any additional words for you yet, so we'll actually just meet you right at your reboot activity at 8:30 today.
Copy. Sounds great. Thank you. Appreciate it.
This is Bill from Sophie on 2 for a question about Voyager 3D crystals.
Sophie, go ahead on 2.
I see in the station that I was starting together the equipment for the future activity 3D crystals, and I see in the storage note that you want me to use a 105mm macro lens. Our settings, we usually use a 50mm lens, the MC50/2.8 lens for macro, and it's already all set with all of the settings on the camera. Do you specifically want me to use the 105, or am I going to use the 50?
Copy, checking. Station, I'm still on 2 for Sophie and camera lenses.
Get the first one, too.
We would still like to use the 105mm lens. Our ground teams for this are not quite in yet, so we will check with them when they get here, but just follow the stow note as is, and we will have some better direction for you at the start of the activity.
Thank you. I would appreciate this, in particular, some of the settings that you would like to see. I don't see them in the procedure right now. Maybe it was here at some point, but yeah. Like aperture mode, F number, ISO, what would you recommend?
Yes, so right now our ISO range is 200 to 800. For other specific setups, we will chat with the PD when they get in, and we can get that to you at the procedure start.
Okay.
Munich, Chris on 2 for E4D reboot. Ready for your go?
And Munich is with you on 2, Chris. We just need you to stand by, and we'll give you a go once we're ready on ground.
Copy. We'll wait for your go.
Station Munich on space to ground 2 for Chris for E4D.
With you on 2.
Chris, it seems like we ran into some issues on ground here, so if you could do a device reboot for us, that would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, I will power off E4D, wait 20 seconds and power it back up.
Thank you.
Okay, Chris on 2, E4D has been rebooted.
Copy all, Chris, thank you. If you could stand by, we'll give you further instructions. In 1 minute.
Okay, copy's getting by. Just be advised, we have a lot of other activities going on in that end of Columbus right now, so we'll just need to work around all those things.
Copy. Thank you for the information. Station, Munich, on Space to Ground 2 for Chris for E4D.
Chris, this is Mackenzie.
All right, Chris, we just need one more power cycle, and this thing should be running.
Okay, give me a minute or two, and I'll give it another power cycle.
Thank you, Chris.
Okay, Chris on 2, E4D has been rebooted.
And Munich is with you on 2, Chris. We see that on ground. We really appreciate your support, and we'll see you in the next Blue Activities.
Copy all. Thanks.
Station,
Sophie
on 2 for 3D Crystal.
Sophie, we are with you on 2.
I'm from Sophie.
Sophie, I can hear you loud and clear. Do you have me?
Loud and clear, too. Great. Thank you.
And Sophie, when you are ready, I
have
a 4 for
1. I did prepare
Node 2
from 2, and I'm only to know the view is good for you. Say again.
Hey, sorry for walking over you. We are checking on the view down here. We're still waiting to get it routed, but I do have camera lens big picture words when you are ready.
I am ready for that.
Great. So we are going to move forward with the 105-millimeter lens. This is what has been used in previous iterations of this activity, so we would like to maintain the consistency. It's also good for smaller objects, which is what we're taking pictures of today. For specific settings, the ISO range in the procedure is 200 to 800. For the other settings, we are going to ask for your best judgment. We'd like to get the tubes in focus, and once we get the camcorder set up, if you could take a few test pictures, hold it up, and we'll verify if it looks good.
Yeah, I'll do that. So let me know when you have the camcorder, and I will start with the procedure.
And Sophie, we have the camcorder up now, and we have a good field of view.
Thank you.
Sophie, on two, we see...
So from Sophie, I see one Bravo is slightly different, with the tubes appearing to go up as if they were broken. I don't know if it's broken or not.
Copy, we see that too. Taking a look.
Thank you.
Sophie Hensel, back with you on 2. That is expected. That's how it looked on the ground. As long as nothing is liberated outside of the tube or the Ziploc bag, it's in a good config.
Yes, I see nothing out of the tubes and going into the Ziploc bag, so I think we're good.
Okay, great. We copy, and we're about a minute out from a handover.
Okay. Hensel from Sophie for question.
Go ahead.
So I'm step 3.2. It says to adjust the digital camera until the sample card fills the whole frame. But in order to do that, I am way further than the 4.1 inches. Oh no, 4.1 inches is okay. So I literally have to put the whole yellow frame inside the camera, because then it means that I'm a bit far away from the sample.
Okay, copy. We're checking.
Thank you.
Sophie, we are back to you on 2. The 4.1 inches, oh, awesome, we're taking a look as well. 4.1 inches was the starting point, so we just want best effort. The entire card in the field of view, tubes and focus, we are taking a look at what you have.
Yeah, thank you for your answer. And the other maybe trick I could use is put the camera in portrait mode instead of landscape, and so that I would be a little bit closer.
Okay, copy. Yeah, we will take you up on portrait mode and possibly a higher aperture so we can get a little bit darker of an image.
Copy. So that was a f3.2, and so which f number would you advise?
And Sophie, apologies, we don't have very specific settings for the f-point. We just definitely want a darker image, so we're going to trust your best judgment on how to get that.
Okay, I'll do that, and I will show you what I have.
Thank you so much.
So I'm going to show you different options. This is f25.
Okay, we copy 25.
S3.5. So now this is S3.5, and the one right after S25.
Okay, Steffi, we are checking.
Thanks.
Okay, Steffi.
The other option that I have is... Go ahead.
No, you go ahead. We what your recommendations?
So the other option is that I can keep the high F number, and then I go to manual mode and change the speed, and it will change the settings, the lighting, background lighting.
Okay, copy. Yeah, we're going to stick with the 25, and then we also want to try adjusting the shutter speed to 1 over 100.
Copy, so then I'm going manual. This is exactly what I was going to recommend. So manual, F25, and 1 over 100. Keeping the ISO the same, which is 800.
All right, that sounds good to us. Thank you for your help.
You're welcome. Just as a first estimate, it would give something like this, very bluish color and kind of very dark. And if that is good for you, then I will attach it to the mountain bracket.
Yes, Steffi, what you are showing us, that looks beautiful. Let's continue with this.
Okay, so I'll attach the camera to the mounting bracket and take 10 to 12 pictures of the sample.
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Just as a quick question, I have on the picture as well the top part here, the top part of the flashlight. So it's not only the bottom part with the bluish color, but also the top part of the reflection of the flashlight. Do you want me to zoom on the bottom part only so that I avoid having this top light in the picture?
Yeah, copy your question. I think it's okay to have that light up there. Basically, when you're adjusting the flashlight, we do want to get all tubes highlighted, so you adjust the flashlight in step 3.5. So maybe for this one, and then moving forward, have the flashlight focused on like the left few tubes, and then when you adjust it, move it to the right. But as we have it now, it's fine. We just want to get all the tubes lit up over the course of multiple pictures.
Okay, copy. I understand. So I will adjust the flashlight so that we have all the tubes lit one after the other. Thanks.
Of course, and thank you for your help.
Okay, I'm going to show you the pictures, and if that's good for you, then I'll go to the next sample.
Copy. We will take a look.
So this one starts with one delta lit, and we see the colors, the differential. And then I change slightly the angle so that now one Charlie is lit, one Bravo, and one Alpha. I took several of these like this.
Yes, Sophie, these are looking really great. Quick question, have you seen any coloration towards the top of the tubes?
No, actually, yes. So only coloration on the bottom of the tubes. I can try to adjust everything to try to see again, check again.
And Sophie, no need to try to get that again. It was just a curiosity question from our team down here. But the pictures look great, so I appreciate your help.
I'm happy the ground teams are happy.
And Sophie, for serial number 001, we've gotten lots of good pictures. We really appreciate your help figuring this out. We can continue with the rest of the cards. No need to show us more photos unless, of course, you have questions, but we're good to continue as is.
Okay, good to continue. And so from Sophie, that's all picture complete and procedure complete.
Excellent. Thank you so much for figuring out those settings. They look great. The pictures are really beautiful. It matches your blue eyeliner, too.
Thank you. Actually, you know what? On one of the samples, it really looked like a rainbow. It's really beautiful. So I tell the ground engineering teams that it's very beautiful here. Thank you for making this science beautiful.
Science is always beautiful, and thank you for being a part of it.
I'm still from Sophie. Should I retain the SD card until we're sure you have it? Have all the pictures?
Checking. And Sophie, yes, we would like it retained. Please just give us the identifiers.
Okay, I'll retain this card. And the number is 10041.
We copy.
Munich, Chris on 2 for E4D.
Munich is 50 on 2, Chris.
Hello, I am done with my other activities and was wondering if I can get an early start on my E4D tasks or if you guys are still working on things.
All right, Chris, we are ready for you to start, but before starting, we'd actually like you to do another reboot as we're experiencing some issues here on ground.
Copy that, yeah. I'll go do a reboot now and then start getting the camera and such set up for the spring release.
All right, copy out. Thank you.
Unit, Chris, on 2. The E4D reboot is complete, and you're welcome to come on board with BCA1.
Copy all, Chris. Thank you for that reboot. So we still need to do some ground commanding and troubleshooting. So you can actually step into retrieving the items for the ACO activity. And also we'll be switching over on space to ground 3 for the rest of the comms for E4D. And in addition, please have hands off on E4D until we've given you a go.
Well, from Sophie, I'm with you on 2.
We are with you on 2.
Also, I just wanted to check with you the field of view that we have. I know I still need to open the windows, the shutters of the windows, but just checking for the field of view.
Now we got the view and we are checking.
Okay.
Station scoop on space ground 2 for Sophie for field of view. We have a request to adjust the camera. Yeah. Are you able to lower the camera position a little bit?
Just let me know how do you want me to move the camera?
Yeah, move it a bit.
Big side. From Sophie, sorry, I did not understand to which side you wanted me to move the camera.
Yeah, sorry, Sophie. At this point, the field of view is a bit looking down the gem, so we'd like you to look straight toward the port side. So, are you able to move the camera position a bit? Deck side, to lower the camera position a little bit.
Let me try. Well, from Sophie, is it better like this?
Thanks, Sophie. We are checking. Give us a minute. And thanks, Sophie. That's perfect view. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. And with that, to go back from Sophie, I will go to my next activity and we'll come back as soon as the next activity with you starts.
We copy and conquer. Thank you, Sophie, and I talk to you soon.
I'll see you very soon.
Houston, Chris on 2 for Stowage.
We're with you on 2, Chris.
Hey, I just did a bunch of E4D unstow from a 10.0 CTV, serial number 5074 in Cygnus, and this 10.0 is now entirely empty except for a Ziploc bag of towels. I didn't see that Ziploc bag of towels on the stow track, but I was thinking it would be nice to just stow those towels somewhere and then get that empty CTV out of the way from where it is in kind of the middle of Cygnus. So I was wondering if you guys had a stow location for those. No rush on this.
And Chris, you can just temp stow those towels for now and put the empty CTB away in the pantry. And when ISO gets in, we'll get a final location for you.
Okay, sounds good. I'll probably keep pressed with my E4D stuff, and I'll just take care of that sort of at the end. But I figured, yeah, no sense having a big old empty 10.0 flopping around in the middle of Cygnus.
We like a tidy Cygnus, so it sounds like a good plan.
Copy out. Thanks. Munich, on to for E4D.
And Chris, Munich is with you on 2, but let's switch over to 3.
Okay, yep, we are KULOS at the moment, but I just wanted to check in where we're at.
So we've run into some issues here on ground, so we'd like you to perform a couple troubleshooting steps for us. The first thing is we'd like you to unplug the USB from the hub and connect it directly to the SP5, and then we'll need a power cycle on the E4D.
Copy that. I'll head over there in a second, and I'll unplug the USB from the hub and then power cycle E4D. And if I recall, isn't the Ethernet adapter plugged in through the USB hub as well?
So you'll be disconnecting the USB from the hub and just directly connecting it into the SP5, and the Ethernet will be unplugged from the SP5.
Yeah, and so hopefully it'll just flop over to Wi-Fi and you'll have connectivity to the SP5.
After that, we will troubleshoot on ground to see if we can regain connection with it.
Copy all. In work. Student Chris on 2. I have performed those steps. I can report that there was sort of a little star icon in the top right corner that turned on after I on the E4D GUI after I plugged it in directly via USB. And then after restarting the E4D itself, the little USB icon also became illuminated.
And Gabriel, that is what we are expecting on ground.
Sounds good. I will just stand by until you guys are ready for me to proceed with next steps.
And Chris, if we can actually have you log in to the test user account, we just need to have a look at the logs and see what they're reporting.
Copy that. And when you say log into the test user account, you mean within the E4D software?
That is a firm. Let me know if you need the passcode.
And copy, and yes, I will need that for the test user.
All right, it is 1, 2, 3, 4.
Copy, and work, and logged in.
The ground station from Sophie on 2, I am ready to start the recording.
Welcome back, Sophie, and we copy.
And also, do you want to stay on 2, or because Chris is using 3, do you want to maybe switch to 4 or stay on 2?
Sophie, please stay on 2. And just for your audience, both JPM cabin fans have been shut down, so you're applying for smoke detection in JPM during this activity.
Copy, I understand. Prime for smoke detection. Thank you for the pre-warning. Well, from Sophie, recording has started.
Yeah. Thanks, Sophie. The configuration is good, so please keep it for 20 seconds. Thanks, Sophie. Please move on to step 9.5.
Copy, 9.5.
And Sophie, lower the panel by a couple of centimeters. Good position, so please keep it. Thanks much, Sophie. Please move on to step 9.6.
9.6.
Looks good, Sophie. Keep it as is. Thanks, Sophie. So could you try this step one more time, please?
Yes, I can do that.
Yeah, thanks, Sophie. Could you try one more time, please? So, Sophie, we got great view in this step, so you can move on to the step 10.
Okay, step 10.
Thank you very much, Sophie. We got great view in this step. So, we'd like to move on to step 10.5. You can skip 10.4 and go to step 10.5.
Please, step 10.5.
Please move on to step 10.7. Skip step 10.6 and go to step 10.7. Thank you.
Copy 10.7.
I'm still station Jackson 2 for go to close up. Close out ultrasound 3.
We check with you on 2 and you are go.
Thanks for the go.
Thanks, Sophie. You can move on to step 10.8.
And assimilate.
Thank you very much, Sophie. That looks good. So we'd like to pick up the goal 2 and try the same, repeat the same step from step 10.3.
So is that done for this number 1 goal?
That's affirmative. Please move on to the goal 2 and repeat the same.
Okay, goal number 2. And it's interesting how these won't really condense. I think if we want them to be more stable, we would need to put some more weight or some more mass. I don't know if you're preparing the same experiment for future, but they are so light that the tiny perturbation in the air really changes their trajectory. If we made them like heavier, really heavier, and we have some stuff in here, so we can try maybe, but just as a heads up.
Copy that, we understand, and thanks for the feedback. Sabu, could you try one more time, please? When you throw out the ball, your hand is in the field of view, so please try again. Thanks, Sophie. Let's move on to step 10.5.
10.5, copy.
Thanks, Sophie. Please move on to step 10.8. Skip step 10.6 and 7. So go to step 10.8.
Going to 10.8. Okay, one more time this thing.
Copy. Thanks, Sophie. This goal is done, so we'd like to pick up the next one, goal number 3, and pick up step 10.3.
Number 3 for step 10.3. Copy.
Thanks, Sophie. You can move on to step 10.5.
10.5.
And Sophie, we lost the cable coverage, looks like, say, 3 minutes. So you can keep going and 2 ticks for each step, and you can move on.
Okay, I'll do the same step another time. Is that correct? And is my understanding correct?
That's right. 10.3 and 10.5 and 10.8.
3, 5, and 8, and I'll do another time 3.
Stations, come out on 2 for Sophie, Kelly is back.
Again?
Thanks, Sophie. You can move on to step 10.8.
Copy, 10.8.
Thank you very much, Sophie. Let's move on to the next goal, goal number 4.
Copy, number 4.
Looks good, Sophie. Let's move on to step 10.5.
10.5.
And thanks, Sophie. Looks good. Step, go to step 10.8.
10.8.
Thank you very much, Sophie. Looks perfect. So let's move on to step 11. I'd like to pick up the tunnel number one.
Okay, step 11, tunnel number one.
Thanks, Sophie. Let's move on to the next 11.3.
11.3, copy.
Thanks, Sophie. We got a great view. So next is the panel number two.
No, number two.
Thanks, Sophie. And you'll go to step 11.3.
11.3.
And Sophie looks perfect. Thank you very much. So let's move on to step 12. All four zones.
That's 12, copy.
Thank you so much, Sophie. We'd like to move on to the step 12.2.
Copy, 12.2.
Okay, Sophie, looks good. Thank you very much. And we got another request. We'd like to gently throw this configuration to the port side.
To the port side.
Thanks, Sophie. This time, can you try with spinning as well? And Sophie, we got one last request. We'd like to go back to the previous config, step 12.1, and throw the those toward the port side.
Copy, 12.1 to the port side.
Thanks, Sophie. Can you try one more take,
please? Again, please. Again, please. Go back from Sophie. Can you say again?
Yeah, Sophie, could you try one more time, please?
Sure.
Thanks so much, Sophie. Thank you very much. And we got all the good video that we need. So that concludes the video take. Thank you very much.
Thank you to you. That was fun to do.
Thanks, Sophie. We copy. That's good copy.
Chris on Spacegram 2, just checking in, see if there's any E4D actions you're going to take at this time.
And Munich is with you on 2, Chris. We are still figuring it out on ground, so we'll come back to you as soon as we can.
Okay, yeah, copy all. I will go just step into my midday meal, but feel free to give a call up if there's anything I can do. And that will offer some gray space in the early afternoon.
Awesome. Thank you for the flexibility.
Yeah, no trouble at all.
Station Houston on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member and timeline update.
Go ahead on 2.
Whenever you all would like a timeline update, we've got some answers on your questions from early today.
Yeah, I think we're ready for that update.
Okay. The first one for the pink regen activities, we have seen, because WHC has been performing nominally for the rest of the morning, we are go to perform all of those pink activities as scheduled.
Copy. I'll let Jessica know. Pink activities as scheduled.
Great. The next one for the question on Jack's RGR reading activities, those can be delayed until you all can perform them together. They aren't due until May 8th and May 15th, so we've got some flexibility there.
Okay, copy that. Yeah, we'll probably try to record those this weekend if that works. Thanks.
That sounds like a great plan. And for E4D, we have one action to fix some alignment that we are ready to be performed whenever you have some time.
Yeah, give me 2 minutes and I can give you a call back to get those steps.
Great. And we think it'll probably be, I'd say, 5 to 10 minutes, and it's specifically for something on the viz.
Okay, yeah, copy, yeah. Let me just grab my iPad and put it over there, and I'll call you right back.
Great, that was all we had. Thank you.
Justin, Chris is with you on 2 for the E40 viz.
Hey, Chris. So the issue that we are seeing in the photos is that the upper Z translational spring has not engaged. It's out of alignment. And so I've got a procedure to send you to take a look at that spring and how it should be. That's procedure 74-0391. Step 5. Let me know when you've got that.
Okay, copy. 74-0391, step 5. And is this the upper spring on the, I guess, station port side, station starboard side, or both?
It's the station port side only is the only one that's out of alignment. We're going to have you tape over both, but only one of them needs to be popped back in.
Okay, copy. 74-0391, step 5. I'll get into that.
Great. Yep, and once you're in step 5, that's a good reference for, like, the picture and what the spring will look like. What we're going to have you do once you've found that spring is basically just pop it back into the groove. And then for both spring hooks, we want you to Kapton tape over them to make sure they stay in place from now on. And when you're doing that Kapton tape, just make sure to avoid getting any tape on the springs. We just want it on basically the part where the hook goes into the groove.
Yep, copy all that. I'll make some sense. I'm super familiar with those springs because I think the first time I did like viz maintenance, we found one of them popped off, and then we replaced one just recently. So I'll take a look at that procedure, and I'll put a little bit of Kapton tape to just keep them from popping out. Yeah, I think it's a pretty busy corner over there, so when we're doing things like ultrasound, the only place to put your feet kind of involves putting them all around E4D. So I think it's probably a good idea to think about sort of a longer-term solution for keeping those viz components safe when we have a bunch of stuff going on in that corner of Columbus.
Yeah, we appreciate that observation, and the folks on the ground are going to talk about it. Thanks for your help.
Absolutely. Houston, Chris on 2. I put that spring back in the groove, and I put a little bit of Kapton tape on both of the sides of those upper Z springs to hopefully keep them in there. Looks like I'd say you could probably do a pretty nice student project to just 3D print a little cap that would slide onto those and keep them super well protected. Hopefully this Kapton tape will do for now.
We copy. Thanks for getting those back in place and for the suggestion.
Sure.
Station Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Chris for E4D.
This is with him.
Hey, Chris. So we do have a forward plan in place. We will take you up on your offer to move your ARED to the left and jump into that, and that will give us some more time for our ground teams to further solidify the E4D plan, as we are going to be planning to do it the activation and checkout unpowered. So thank you very much for your flexibility. I know we had you jumping back and forth quite a bit here.
Yeah, it's no worries at all. I'll move my, I'll get into my ARED in a few minutes to free up some time for the afternoon. And if it's helpful to, copy any files around or do anything to help kind of investigate the firmware, I'm totally available for it and happy to help in whatever way I can.
And we really appreciate your support on this, but no further actions are required now. And we'll talk to you after your ARED for unpowered E4D activation and checkout.
Sounds like a plan. Thank you.
Station on 2 for Brad Processor.
Good morning. With you on 2.
We're just checking facing in 2.1.
Please, you are go.
Copy, go. Thanks. Houston Station on 2 for Brian.
With you on 2. Go ahead.
I'm just looking for you to confirm 2.15.1.
We confirm it. Facing is in place. You are go to proceed.
Thanks. Soon, Sophie on 2 for T2 cable.
Good. Sophie with you on 2.
The T2
serial extension cable is rerouted and there's plenty of margin. There's no contact at all between the T2 and the cable.
All right, we copy. Sounds good.
I mean, between the C-track of T2.
All right, we like that too.
Thank you. That's complete. Station on 2, Water QD is native.
Copy, thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for recycled tank drain, checking for 2.4.
Safing is in place, and 2.4, you're go to proceed.
Okay, thanks. Houston Station on 2 for recycled tank.
Go ahead, on 2.
EPA is configured for recycled tank drain, go to proceed with command of drain.
We copy, thank you.
Houston Station on 2 for timeline.
Let's go.
Hey, just some questions for you. I'm trying to do my drag, my cargo, Cygnus cargo ops, but all of the remaining steps to have things being moved out of the airlock, and right now Sergey is in the airlock doing his hearing test, so I can't go in there. So I was wondering if I'm able to do the black SFC ESM G9 setup activity early.
Checking. All right, Jessica, back with you. Sorry, Pluto stepped out right as you asked the Pluto question. So we can offer up the WHC manual fill activity and also the server stage activity as you desire. The ESM activity.
Yeah, the server stage. Sorry, can you repeat that one?
I'm sorry, I talked over you. Yes, you would go for either the WHC manual fill activity and or the SSC ESM activity.
Okay, copy. I will probably do the SSC activity first and check in with everybody before I take the W2. Thanks.
Copy. Sounds good.
Houston Station on 2 for hypervisors.
Go ahead on 2 for hypervisors.
Well, there's a note in the procedure that the locations might be different than the procedure references, and they are. So I just wanted to double check. It says list any deltas and photographs. Do you want me to just replace them in the same spots as they are? That's what I would recommend, because right now, like for example, the HV1 old server is in the forward end cone, but it's down in the port location. It's not overhead. 3 is actually overhead, as is 1. So I am planning on just putting 2 where 2, the new 1 where the old 1 was, and the new 2 where the old 2 was. Is that what you guys were imagining?
Checking. Jessica, back with you. Yeah, we trust your judgment on that. You can place them where you think is best, and then just take a picture for us at the end, and we'll double check it.
Okay, but without moving stuff around, I can't really place them in the positions that they're going to be in until the other one is removed. So I'm not really sure what the big picture is or what the next, you know, what's going to happen after this procedure. Do they actually need to be placed in the position they're going to remain in to be deployed? Because I can't fit all of them that way.
Okay, stand by. We're talking it. Okay, back with you, Jessica. I have some more context for you. So the intent today is basically just to temp stow the new hypervisors somewhere near the current hypervisors, because tomorrow when you do the actual install, it'll just be easier to access them if they're nearby. And then once that's all done, tomorrow we'll just take some photos once everything is set up and running.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
And Jessica, we definitely appreciate the feedback on that. We'll make sure our documentation gets updated once everything is in the final place.
All right, thanks.
Okay, back with you on 2, Jessica. We're looking at no earlier than 11:45. Sorry.
Hey, 16:45 for us.
Yes.
No earlier than. I'll continue with my cargo up. Then station Sophie on 2 for UPN field grain valve.
Go ahead, Sophie.
Brian, supply line QD is deleted from the bladder QD. And as well, the UPA field grain valve position is in fill, and UPA fill drain valve compressor port cap is uncapped.
All right, we copy. Good config.
Thanks.
Station on 2 for Jack.
Station
Communication Station, Jackson 2. Do I look as confused as I feel?
Maybe. How confused do you feel? I'm not sure what you're confused about, but you are going to start the UTS offload activity.
Okay, I'm happy to start that offload activity. Do you guys have a preference if I do the USB to GigE adapter, or do you want me to do the offload A to A first?
Checking. All right, Jack. Yeah, actually, we'd like you to switch gears and do the UTS offload first, but if there's any questions you have about the Gigasaur laptop, we can take those as well.
Okay, I'll just switch over to the other task, and I'll come back to this and ask you questions at that point.
Copy, not going anywhere. And station on two for Jessica at your convenience.
Right on two.
Hey, Jessica. So the end of A fill is complete, and so you are go to start your terminate activity.
There you go.
Houston station, Jack on two. I'm installing Yeti Vay 1497. Sorry, no, correction, 1487.
All right, we like it. 1487.
Station on two for fresh tank fill. The bag is approximately 90% full, and the uses are 95438.
All right, we copy.
Station on two for stow track.
Go ahead for stow track.
Yeah, I'm in step 80.11, and it tells me that there should be a Ziploc with ClimCam connector caps that I should put in this 0.5 that I gathered. I did find all of the other items in this 6.0, but I did not find the Ziploc ClimCam connector caps.
Okay, copy. We're checking. All right, Jessica, that's actually going to take us a few minutes to track down, so if you want to just skip that part and keep going, that works for us.
I'll skip it. I mean, it looks like this is stuff that just came up on Cygnus, so I'm assuming that it was in here. I don't know if it could have, or unless it was somewhere else, and it's not supposed to be here, but yeah, I will just skip that one for now. Thanks.
Yep, copy, understand. Appreciate your patience while we track this down for you.
Houston Station, checks on to the urine transfer compressor hose is connected to the voucher that Lenny on the 80-1487.
All right, Jack. Thanks. That's a good config. Also, we're getting some mysterious audio coming down. Can you please check the microphone in the gem that y'all use for the PAO event? I'm just trying to figure out what exactly is going on.
Work. Houston Station, check on two, comm check from the gem.
Okay. Good. Loud and clear on the gem. Can you check the wireless mic, please?
The wireless mic is powered off, and the wireless receiver on the camera is powered off as well.
Awesome, thank you. That is excellent information for our troubleshooting. And Jack, actually, I need to clarify, it's not actually with the space-to-ground channels. So Cronus was seeing some extraneous audio coming down, but it's not for the operational communication stuff.
Great, copy. It's coming from the camera or somewhere else. Yeah, let me know if I can check anything else for you.
Copy. Copy, sounds good, and yeah, you guys still have privacy. We're not hearing any voices or anything.
You have to tell someone if you can start hearing voices.
Yeah, perhaps I should have phrased that better.
Can I take a
go ahead on two.
Yeah, I finished all of the available steps in the cargo ops stow track, so just check it in to see if there's anything else that you guys have.
Checking.
I did also look at the task list and work a couple things off of that earlier today, and it doesn't look like there's much on the task list.
Copy. I think I have an answer for the Clim Cam clips. Let me get you that in just a second here.
Copy.
All right, back with you for those connectors. Sorry, I was a little slow on the uptake there. We think they are in a Ziploc bag taped to the side of the Clim Cam foam.
Oh, okay. There was something taped to the side of the foam. I can go check it. I already stowed that in CMM, but you're probably right, so it's probably where it needs to be, but I'll double check.
Copy. Thank you.
Sensation Jack on two for Gigastore.
All right, with you on two. Hope the questions aren't too hard.
You've never let me down. I have nothing but confidence. The Gigi adapter on the left side of the NMS laptop appears to be labeled JSL2. not JSL Tango Sierra, like this donut says. Just want to make sure this is the one that you want me to replace.
And Jack, does the other adapter say JSL-1 on it?
The other adapter does indeed say JSL-1.
All right, Pluto has confirmed that you are correct. The JSL-2 adapter is the one to replace, and if you could please label that as JSL-Tango Sierra.
Okay.
Sensation on 2 for stowage.
Go ahead, with you on 2.
The caps were indeed taped to the foam, so all the steps are complete, and just check in then again if you guys have anything else.
All right, we appreciate the support. Thanks for finding those for us, and we are not tracking anything else for you to do today.
All right, copy. Thanks.
You can get the party started early.
Chris on 2 with an E40 stowage question.
Go ahead on 2.
Yeah, the E40 seat post came in a big foam box. Is the intention to keep that box and to use that for stowage, or is that box trash?
The box shall go to the trash, actually.
Box shall go to the trash. Copy all. Thank you.
And also your previous question about the heart rate monitors. So we do have the request that some items should be stowed as per stow note on the overhead rack front, so outside of CASA, on this triangular pyramid-like structure, if that makes sense.
I think, unfortunately, I mean, so CASA is deployed, and trying to put anything on the front, you would need to close the doors, and it would make a lot of the stuff inside CASA pretty difficult to access. I would say that keeping everything inside CASA is probably the best option, just because, yeah, I don't think it'll stay, unless you close the doors, it won't stay well, and then it'll just be hard to access the things inside. So, I think that's my suggestion, is just keep everything in CASA, but
if that's your suggestion, we copy that, and we'll take it.
Yeah, I mean, if there's a strong reason to go otherwise, I'm always happy to do it. But I think that makes more sense at this structure, and we can evaluate as we kind of see how the operations of E4D go and kind of what we need and what makes sense.
We concur.
Phoenix Station, Sophia, 2 for stars.
Bonsoir, Sophie. We're with you on 2.
Great. I was wondering if you had some answers for me.
And actually, we do. So we will go for the overhead aft 2 position. So we like your proposal to stay
overhead
away,
aft 2.
Yeah, to stay a little bit away from the veggie light. And then for the cameras, we don't have any real concerns if Chloris is visible on the E4D video or V4D is visible on the Chloris video. Just for you guys to deconflict that you're not in each other's way, that would be our only concern.
Copy. We'll do our best then. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey, Nick, Chris on 2. Just letting you know, I know 4D did require a reboot, but once I rebooted it, I got good indications on the rowing screen.
That's good to hear. Good news. Thank you.
Houston Station, Jackson 2 for Step 4 of the Gigastore R&R.
All right, Step 4 of Gigastore. Go ahead.
Found enough slack in the Ethernet cable to tape the adapter to the bottom of the NMS laptop. How much longer do we struggle with that? Do you want me to dive in and pull a bunch of slack or pull sufficient slack out of the 10 meter, or is that just a nice to have?
Checking. All right, Jack, back with you. So the intent here is basically just so that the USB adapter doesn't pull out of the laptop. So we'll leave it to your discretion. If it looks secure, that's fine. If not, we'd like you to fiddle with it and see if you can get it to stay in there.
You're reading my mind. I was about to suggest this.
Chin Station, Jackson 2 for IMAC on TAC.
All right, go ahead. You like the rhyming calls.
Tell it, and I don't even know it.
Excellent. Go ahead.
As I was in the D2 locker, doing all the swap outs, I noticed there's a lot of loose items in there that were making it hard to get the bags in and out. I have consolidated all those loose items into this mesh bag that I'm going to put back in there. with a couple exceptions here. There is a crew-specific IMAC for crew 10, serial number 1842. Seems like I could trash that. And stuff that's in IMS, I'm not sure that everything is actually in here, is actually in the locker.
All right, copy. We're talking the IMAC thing.
Got a couple other items that I didn't find in there if you're ready to copy.
Yes, we were just talking that. Go ahead.
ISS Medical Accessory Kit 1841. ISS Medical Accessory Kit 1798. ISS Medical Accessory Kit 1025. And the ESD Bubble Wrap Bag for Crew 10.
Okay, copy. We'll look into it and let you know what we come up with.
Okay, sounds great. Thanks. Houston Station, I got one more item for you in the D2 locker.
All right, go ahead.
Two convenience medication packs in here. Jessica just swapped out serial number 1029, took out 1029 and put in 1030 Atticus Cygnus. There's also convenience medication pack 1027, and all the expiration dates are 2025. So I think this one's ready to get checked as well.
Talking it.
I would add to that by saying I'm wondering if this one was supposed to be blocked previously when the other one went in, but maybe didn't get taken out when the other one was put in there.
Copy. Yeah, that's good context. We've got ISO looking into it. Should have an answer here for you shortly.
Houston, Chris on Space to Ground 2 for the E4D Viz.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm working through the E4D activation and checkout procedure, and in step 19.4, it asks me to verify the edge of the Z translation unit is leveled within the green alignment zones, and it is not. Seems to be about maybe an inch or so into the red nadir-wise. And then the edges of the E4D in 19.5, I guess I'm not exactly sure what tolerance we're looking for, but I would say in the y-axis that we're not we're in okay alignment, but we're maybe like an inch, and D4D is maybe an inch station port of the of those marks in the y direction.
All right, copy. All good info. We think that this tracks with what we were expecting, so you are go to continue.
Copy that. Yeah, this also tracks with our experience the other day, that it just doesn't seem to be aligning in the green zone in the Z. And that when we, yeah. Okay, sounds good. We will continue.
Sounds good. And thanks again for bringing that to our attention.
Problem.
Unix from Sophie and 2 for Paris.
Sophie, we're with you on 2.
There's about 10 millimeters of air in inside the syringe. Right now it's many bubbles, so I was going to start centrifuging the syringe so that the air is not inserted into the water index connector alpha, unless you have another thing you want me to do.
And Sophie, actually, air is no problem. You're good to continue as it is. But of course, we appreciate you checking with us.
Up you, continuing.
Station on 2 for Jack and Jessica regarding the expired med pack and some of the missing items.
Go ahead, 2.
Alrighty. So for expired med pack 1027, yes, that can be trashed. And then for the missing items that y'all had mentioned, we're going to put together a wanted poster and come back to that later. And then we are still looking into what to do with IMAC serial number 1842.
Okay, copy. I'll, for that convenience med pack, the other convenience med pack went into a Dragon return bag for the future. So you want us to just trash this one? It's not supposed to be returned?
Yeah, that's a good question. The only stuff that gets returned is the controlled med packs, and this is a convenience one, so you guys can go ahead and trash that.
The one that I put in return per SOTRAP was a convenience pack.
Okay, copy. Thanks for the clarification. We will look into it.
All right, copy. Thanks.
And for reference, those were in the steps that I just completed today in SnowTrack.
Copy. Appreciate the context.
Phoenix from Sophie and Sue for Forest.
Go ahead on two.
When I try to inject the water into connector alpha, it's there's a ton of pressure, and so I suspect the line is not open somewhere, because right now I cannot push the syringe, the plunger.
Sophie, we are positive that there's no blockage, and it's just because the filters are so small, so you are go to apply more pressure.
Okay, oh, I'll apply more pressure. I think I'll prepare a tremor well, so in case there is a little bit of a tremor.
That is, of course, a possibility, but it would also earn you a reward from ground for... Sophie, Munich is with you on two, and we see that we now have a second exercise device in Columbus as well. Congratulations.
Rename the E4SP. E for syringe push.
Munich is cheering along, Sophie. And actually, our scientists on the ground, they said if you had no joy, we could also try removing the filters, but we weren't going to give you that option until the very end.
Thanks for cheering. Just as a heads up, so in the end, because there was some air in the volume, I estimate that total, with the two syringes, we'd lost about 20 mil. Don't need to add some more water and add the extra 20 mil into this part alpha, or should I move to the next step, which is 2.9.10?
We're checking to be double sure. Sophie, give us a few seconds. And Sophie, no worries about the maybe not fully 80 mil liquid quantity. You're go to continue.
Munich from Sophie, you confirm I take a new filter for the third syringe that goes into connector Bravo.
That is affirmed, Sophie.
Station on two for any available crew member. We've got a quick Gigastore follow-up for you.
Station, Jack on two for Gigastore.
Hey, Jack. We're not seeing that dongle labeled JSL TS. We think that maybe the USB port on the laptop is bad, and we were hoping we could have you move it to the USB port on the back right of the laptop instead, if the cables reach.
Right side. I'll give it a go.
Thank you.
Houston Station, Jack on two for Gigastore.
Go ahead.
Dongle down the back right, and the lights are on. When it was in the forward left USB port, the lights were not on the Gigastore, so it's probably a good data point that your estimate that the front left one is not working is probably pretty solid.
Hey, Pluto's looking. Thanks for the info. And Jack, no response required, but moving that adapter did work, and Pluto sees it from the ground, so thank you much.
Happy to help.
Nick from Sophie on two for Flores.
Sophie, go ahead on two.
That's procedure complete, and I will download the video and photos.
That's great news. Thank you for all your proactive thinking as well, and we hope you enjoyed the little exercise you got, and that's all we have, I think. Yeah, we'll talk in EVDPC. Otherwise, have a good weekend already.
Thank you very much. Yeah, of course, I always enjoy extra exercise, and I know you're doing the push-ups, so I can do my little exercise for Claris. All right, so see you later. Bye, see you later. Bye. Thanks to all the teams on the ground.
Everyone's waving.
Houston, Chris on two for recycle tank drain with UPA filled drain valve.
Chris, Houston is with you on two, and you are go in step seven. And while I have you or a colleague, we do need a little bit of help with the lab camera if somebody's available when you're done.
Yeah, absolutely. I will knock out step seven, and Jack is flying over to the lab.
Copy, sounds good. Standing by.
Station Jack on two for the lab camera.
All right, Jack, we need your help with the lab camera. We've lost our view when we did some reconfigurations after the PAO event. The system's giving us some Sunday signatures today. So we're looking for a power cycle of the Lab 1 encoder and camera at your convenience.
Power cycle, Lab 1, camera, and encoder in work.
Thank you much, Lee.
It's been Chris on 2 for step 7.5 of my recycle tank drain. The EPA filled drain valve is in the process position, and the red hose, the 2 EPA filled drain compressor port hose, is connected to the EPA filled drain valve compressor ports.
All right, I'm back with you, and we copy. That's a good config.
Fantastic. Thank you.
And station, this is Munich on space to ground, 2 for any available crew member and some E4D power cycling. One final one for today.
Chris is with you on 2. I'd like just a power cycle of the E4D unit.
That is exactly our plan, yeah. We did some reconfiguration, but we can't get the core unit to restart from ground. So please, one power cycle of E4D.
Copy. I'll do that right now. Unit, Chris on 2. E4D has been power cycled.
And we saw that. Thank you very much.
Very welcome. Fingers crossed for the firmware update.
Yes, for sure.
Still, station Jackson 2, the LSG is up, out, and ready to party on a Friday night.
We copy. We'll take it from here.